I want a little doggy, a cute little doggy. Yes, I want a little doggy to pet when I feel.
This is Jillian Parks, associate producer for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer. We are interviewing Carolina and Katie at Hotel San Luis Obispo. And we're talking about their doggy-friendly hotel and all the wonderful amenities that they have to offer your doggies.
And with nice dark curly hair.
Want a little doggy?
Yes, I do. I want a little doggy.
A lot of hotels say that they're dog-friendly. What does that actually mean at your property?
Well, we do not discriminate with large dogs and small dogs. They are all welcomed. We do not have a weight limit for your furry friends.
And San Luis Obispo being such a dog-friendly community, I think we just represent the heart of that. We currently opened an offer online that we made it an evergreen offer, actually, so because people love it so much. We have the Paws in Paradise, and what that entails, and people are loving it so much with their pups, is 15% off from Thursday to Sunday, and then we're going to waive the pet fee. So the pet fee is normally $90 and includes two pets for as long as you stay, so whether you stay one day or a month, that's your pet fee, but with the Paws in Paradise, we waive that, and that offer also includes a little goodie bag for your furry friend, and of course a map to San Luis Obispo to explore the city and all the good spots that we have that are pet friendly.
What is the most memorable or unusual dog guest that you have hosted?
Well, we hosted a fam trip with dogs and their handlers. My particular favorite, it was Simon Says Schnauzer. You can follow him on Instagram. Schnauzers are my favorite dogs. And they were treated to dinner at Piadina, which is our breakfast, lunch, and dinner restaurant. They were pampered outside with a spa with different treatments and massages. They spent about 2 days here exploring the coast and all that Central Coast has to offer for our furry friends.
What kind of feedback do you hear from dog-owning guests after their stay?
People are very excited about the hotel, how pet-friendly we are, how our furry friends get a little treat, and their owners get a waste bag as well at the front desk, because we got to be practical as well. They're really treated like superstars, like VIPs. We love our dogs, and they're very much part of the community and the life that we live here at Hotel San Luis Obispo. So really good feedback.
I saw somebody in the lobby this morning walking out with his dog, and they both looked so happy. Do you offer things like dog beds or room service menus or partnerships with local pet services?
We offer dog beds and bowls upon requests. And then, of course, we treat your furry friends with great local snacks upon arrival. And that's our little treat. Also, our shop by the front desk, Sunrise, offer a good selection of local goodies for your furry friend.
Are there any designated dog-friendly spaces on the property or any areas that are off-limits to the dogs that we should know about before we bring our babies here?
Our restaurant service outside in the courtyard as well, and that is where all of our furry friends are able to dine with their humans.
What are your favorite nearby dog-friendly spots?
One great spot is Avila Beach. It has a designated dog beach that everybody seems to really love. It's just a 15-minute car ride, so very close to the hotel. Dogs and their humans can enjoy, you know, beautiful day, beautiful sunny beaches without limitations for them.
How does your location influence the pet travelers that you attract? You have a lot of people that are coming up from LA with their babies.
We're conveniently located between San Francisco and LA. So, of course, we get all the traffic from the Bay Area and all the luxury Beverly Hills puppies from LA and San Diego. So we welcome all the pups and all their humans, but they truly travel within California and even out of state and sometimes internationally too. We get some international pups too.
I know that when I travel, I would always prefer to bring my dogs. It makes it so much more fun. Have you seen an increase in pet travel in the recent years? And what do you think is driving that?
We've definitely seen an increase of pet travel. And that's why also we wanted to include in our offer, Paws in Paradise. We just feel like, especially post-COVID, people really want to experience more with their dogs, with their furry friends, and travel with them. And it's just so stressful for a dog mom or a dog dad to leave their pets at home. You know, it's just stressful, and the experience is just so much more real and authentic and wonderful if you bring your dogs along with you. So we've definitely seen an increase. I think we're going to see more, and we're here for it. We're here to welcome them.
Can you walk me through a typical stay from a dog's perspective? If you were to walk in and you were, you know, 1 foot tall, what would you see? What would you smell? What would be attractive to you?
Well, from my perspective, since it is a pet-friendly hotel, I have two little babies that I bring in quite regularly, Milo and Egbert. They love to go to the front desk for their treats. As soon as I take them out of the office, they tractor pull me to the front desk because they know they have the Milk-Bone biscuits there. Then we take a little stroll around the courtyard and visit with the people dining at our restaurant. We can also walk downtown to the Mission and through the streets that have very dog-friendly stores as well as restaurants to dine in.
What is the policy on leaving your dog alone in the room? Do you allow that?
We don't love that, but it has been done before. We provide this cute little placard that you put on your door to let them know that your dog or animal is in the room so that we don't disturb them or send housekeeping up.
What else would you like to tell us about your pet-friendly hotel policies here at Hotel San Luis Obispo?
We just held our fifth Rosé the Slow Way, which is our beautiful pink party featuring all the good rosés and amazing vendors of the Central Coast. And why this event is so special and so linked to our furry friends is we donate most of the proceeds to animal shelter. So this year we collected over $30,000 to give to them. And this is Hotel Slow's ways to give back to the community. We're truly centered in San Luis Obispo. We're right downtown. And we feel like it's very important to give back to this community that truly supported us. And most of these community members are pet lovers. So why not starting with that? I think it's a great way to give back. We also had an amazing cattle corner during the Rosé the Slow Way with pets, puppies, and kittens that are ready to be adopted. So some of those amazing furry friends will also find their forever home thanks to Rosé the Slow Way and, of course, Woods and their wonderful work. So we're very proud to highlight such wonderful work that Woods does.
That's fantastic. All right, ladies, is there anything else that you'd like to add about Hotel Slow or your personal doggies or your experiences with guests bringing in fun animals?
I think we should have those two guys right here say something for us. We have those two amazing dogs, and let's see if they have something to say for us.
We've got Milo and Egbert here. They were here with our interview, and they were being so sweet and respectful. Let's see if we can get some little tippy-tappy sounds.
What do you think about that? It's so furry, huh?
We are here at Hotel San Luis Obispo, and we just had a wonderful interview with Milo and Egbert.
Carolina Artani, sales and marketing here at Hotel San Luis Obispo. We look forward to welcoming you and your furry friends.
Katie Moore, director of conference services and catering.
Thank you so much. And I am Jillian Parks here at Hotel San Luis Obispo. We'll see you here.
Fly right. I want a little doggy, a cute little doggy. Yes, I want a little doggy to pet when I feel blue.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
With a pedigree that's easy twice the size and a mixed-up canine monster that we've yet to analyze.
Do you think a cat could rape?
No, no, they stay out too late. And wolves don't knock me out, 'cause I know what they're howling about.
Want a little doggy?
Yes, I do. I want a little doggy. I want a little doggy.
Doggy.
To pet.
pet when I feel blue. Wouldn't you need a little doggy too?